time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone.
It is a good Tuesday.
It is a good Tuesday.
And
for everyone except those in Kansas City. Yeah.
Yeah. But can we start with breaking news?
Yep. Oh, wait.
Hey, remember?
Okay.
Breaking news. We got breaking news.
We got breaking news. Hang on. We've got to turn down the music for the breaking news.
Oh.
Here we go. Breaking news. Okay. Breaking news.
Well, you know, with John Husted, the former lieutenant governor, went on. He was named U.S. Senator to replace J.D. Vance, left a vacancy in a very respected, well-known college administrator and excellent head coach of OSU, NYSU,
yes,
has been named the new lieutenant governor of the state of Ohio, Jim Tressel.
I'm kind of surprised he took it, but yeah.
Why are you surprised?
I don't know, just at this point, he's retired and coming out of retirement.
First of all, the demands on a lieutenant governor
are very true.
You think the vice president of the United States has a, you know, of course, they have to do whatever the president wants. And at least he has once in a while, the vice president can break a tie, which he did for the...
Right. But he can't do that in Ohio.
Well, yeah, there's no need because it's so overwhelmingly Republican.
Yeah.
They don't have to do that.
Right.
But I think it's a good choice. I mean, it really is a PR job. The governor is the main guy. I think Governor DeWine, who I have a lot of respect for. I mean, not of the same party and everything, but I think he's done a good job.
And how he handled the pandemic really
I think he thread the needle between some of the extreme elements of his party and stuff like that. But, again, a good man. He's a good man. And I think he wanted somebody in that position who wasn't going to run for – he can't run again because he's term limited.
Right, two terms in a row.
And
he can come back again after another 4 years, but –
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's done. I could be wrong. I don't know. It could.
I think he'll be done with politics. Period.
I think he's going to be.
That or become 70. A dog catcher or something, maybe, you know.
Well, he'd make a pretty good dog catcher. I think he's fine. He's a millionaire anyway.
Yes.
He doesn't need the job. And it was a challenge for him for COVID. And I think he did a good job. But Jim Tressel is going to be a placeholder for that position. You got to have one just in case something does happen to the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And he would become governor for as long as
the rest of the term. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is this breaking? I mean, this is breaking stuff.
Breaking stuff.
Breaking.
Breaking.
Stuff.
Breaking.
And
it's broken already.
So it was just seemed to me that, and I could be wrong, that's not in the cards for Jim Tressel at this point in his life.
No.
And he's in his early 70s now as well.
Yeah.
So good job for him.
Yeah.
He can go out there and PR for the governor and maybe.
It's certainly not about the money. That money is peanuts compared to what the guy makes.
Oh, no,
yeah.
He
pays taxes with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's going to be great as far as public relations for the state and things like that. So he's got about a little less than 2 years left on this term, and it was a good move. But, you know, he's been a graduate assistant in football and assistant coach at Akron U. Then went to Youngstown State, did a marvelous job.
Boy, did he build that. And that program was not what it was. It was nothing before he got there. He turned it into a powerhouse, and then when he left, it went back down to where it was.
Yeah, he was one that – he was like the Mount Union of Division
One
AA.
Yes.
And then when the vacancy came open for Ohio State, you know, nobody thought
there was a lot of question about him going there.
Yeah, because Youngstown State going to Ohio State was like Jerry Faust going from
to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame
from high school. Yeah.
Not as big of a step,
but, right?
And he did marvelously. And really, you look in retrospect, why he ended up being dismissed was now nothing. It would be nothing.
It's something they couldn't even get him for now. The player. No. It was about what the players did.
Well, it was a cover-up. And, you know, sometimes the cover-up is worse than the crime. I guess if he would have come clean and said, yeah, I know they got the tattoos, but that was ridiculous now. Yeah. If you look at it now, it's just ridiculous.
It's nothing like in Michigan, what they did. And they don't even admit that they did anything. They admit that they did it, but they don't admit that it was really wrong, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's them against the world, only because you cheated. There were rules, and you cheated, and you broke them.
So after his coaching spell, he did administrative work for the University of Akron,
yes,
fundraising, and then he became the president.
The president of the University.
And he retired and left that university in pretty good stead. And now this. So I think it's a good move overall. Good move overall. So
there you go.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Every week we need some breaking news.
We do. We can break dance too.
I fall Olympics on the ground a lot. If that counts for break dancing, I can do that.
You see some.
I dance about as good as that one Australian doctor did or whatever it was in the Olympics.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
it's not break dance for me. It's broken dance.
Broken dance.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to be quite an athlete for the prime young men and women who break dance. I mean, that's quite a feat some of these people do. So anyway, all right, where you want to start off with? A Kansas City who was not as good on paper.
They weren't.
I mean, I knew on paper Philadelphia was better. I knew on paper. This is the first
I
ever.
But I also, well, then you didn't listen to my Thursday podcast. It's on weyenews.weebly.com.
Well, you didn't tell it to me. Why would you tell the podcast before you tell me? Your compatriot in
because
our
people
18th,
kept asking, because
in
people,
our 18th because season together, people, and you didn't let me know.
People kept asking me, which we didn't really bring up that point very much, but people kept asking me, who's going to win? Who's going to win? Who's going to win? I said, on paper, Philadelphia's better, but I think that Kansas City's going to win. Going to win their three-peat. And I was wrong on that.
Well, why didn't you stick with on paper?
If I would have stuck on paper, it would have been stuck to me, so I didn't want to stick on paper.
Well, it was a yawner.
It was.
I mean, Philadelphia won 40-22, and it wasn't even that close. The last two touchdowns were toward the end of the game. They had substituted players, letting them to get into the Super Bowl. They had the backup quarterback for Philly in there. And it was a complete and utter embarrassment, as one article said. Embarrassment.
21-40, and that wasn't even that close. Because they only had 7 points.
40-22.
22, okay. That's right. They did the 2-point conversion.
Yes.
But they only had 7 points going into the fourth quarter. They were so
six.
Far. Six?
They missed six.
Well, that's right, because they went for a two and they missed.
Let me correct you on
thank
that.
You. Yeah. Let me see what else I can correct you on. You can correct me on.
Well, they were leading 24-0 at half. I mean, that's a big holding.
That's a lot.
And you try, you hear Brady, well, you know, if he's superhuman, this Mahomes, and he's come back from worst deficit. I don't know.
Well, the first things they said at the early parts of the game was that they really needed, and Mahomes said it, and the coach said it, we really need to make sure we get a quicker start on this game.
Well, they got a quick start, all right.
No, they didn't, no.
Well, you want my assessment was, I just got a feeling that Kansas City thought they were entitled to the three-peat. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's,
you know, I'm not going to, you know, this is a fait accompli. We're going to win. Philadelphia will be, you know, we'll get started and they'll just be deflated. I think they were basically, think they had the game in the bag, and that Philadelphia was just going to roll over and let them make history. Well, guess what?
They didn't.
No.
And you know what? Things went crazy. People with their parties. So I put together a song about a Super Bowl party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is what it comes out.
You've been planning this for the last 6 months. It's the biggest event of the year. You did all that shopping, filled up those carts, and bought the store out of beer. You get it all home and then you stuff it in the pantry. You hope that they all eat hearty. Don't think about the money that you're running through as you throw your Super Bowl party. It's the most exciting day of the year so far. So open up the doors and let them in. Biggest game of the NFL is here. The thought of it makes you want to grin. Your wife leaves town to stay with her mother. You promise that you'll clean up when you're done. You borrowed 15 grills to fry everything up, then get delivered 16 stacks of buns. The house fills up, there's excitement in the air. The dogs and the burgers and beer flows. You wonder what the score is, but the focus is on commercials and halftime shows. It's the most exciting day of the year so far. So open up the doors and let them in. Biggest game of the NFL is here. I guess it really doesn't matter much who wins. Then little problems start to arise. Trash spills over, the toilet overflows. A fist fight breaks out. The reason why is never known. It's the most exciting day of the year so far. So open up the doors and let them. The phone, she saw your party on the news. The fights, the mess, the beer. You promise her it will be much better for the big game next year. To forget what just happened, just drink more beer. Then try and figure out how you'll top your party next year.
Then try and figure out
how you'll top your party next.
There you go.
Wow. That's quite
That's a heck of a party. Breaking news.
15 grills.
And 16 stacks of buns. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's better than most of the commercials that were on.
Commercials were pretty weak, I thought.
Oh, I have my list here.
I know you'd have your list there, yeah.
Let me get back to the game.
It wasn't much of a game, but
it wasn't much.
Like I said, the focus was on the commercials and the halftime show, which
I didn't watch the half.
I had it on. I was doing other things. I had it on, but I'm not into hip hop or rap or whatever you want to call it.
Nancy said it was rap, and you know, when you get to like 50-ish, you know, it's rap is not as your genre, but it is for a lot of people who watch the game. And she said it was okay, just okay. And I really never follow Kendrick Lamar was his name.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So, And I was able to finish reading the newspaper. I got all the trash out for Monday morning, and my timing was impeccable.
There you go.
Got back, and Kansas City took the ball and did nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, true, they got sacked a lot.
You know, I guess the best commercial, in my estimation, with a Dodge Ram commercial with, I thought it was Brad Pitt in that.
I think it was Tom Cruise. Maybe it was Brad Pitt. I thought it was Tom Cruise.
I thought it was Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and it could be.
I rated it one through five, and
there were no fives.
There was no fives, only 1-4, and that was the one.
What do you think about the WeatherTech one?
I thought that was pretty good.
I thought that was cute.
Yeah, that was,
the old ladies that got arrested.
Yeah, where did I put that one? I had the WeatherTech. I gave that a 3+.
So anyway, your number one was the Dodge.
The Dodge Ram. And, boy, some of these were just, spent all this money for, I don't know what I did with the WeatherTech commercial. But that was a good one. I think I gave that a 3+.
Okay. What the Budweiser one?
I gave it a 3+.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I couldn't quite get it to,
four. Yeah.
No.
wasn't quite as good as the others, but it was still better than a lot of things on there.
GoDaddy used to have good commercials, but they had one that was just okay. I like the Boys and Girls Club. That's been around for a while, but that's well done.
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah.
And, you know, it was nice that Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg did that piece on, we have to
get
do
along.
This.
Yeah.
Get along. I can't believe we even have to do this.
Yeah.
And what was the WeatherTech? I had the WeatherTech down here. I just can't read my writing anymore.
See, you shouldn't have your clone write those down for you.
I know.
You know he was taking notes for you. I know.
So even the mayonnaise one with
I saw that beforehand. I don't know whether that was before it came out before
with
the Super Bowl,
Billy Crystal,
or whether and Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. Yeah. I gave that a 3.
They were recreating the When Harry Met Sally restaurant scene.
I'll have. She has.
Yeah. So. And you know, in that movie, that was Rob Reiner's mother that said that line.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah, that was Rob Reiner's mother.
Okay. I don't know what I did with that one.
It's just say that for as much money as it cost to air them, they weren't very memorable. And the funny thing is that one that won the Doritos challenge, I don't remember seeing that one.
The
UFO detector?
The who?
The UFO detector?
Oh, I saw that one. What did I have? Is that the Totino's one or Doritos?
Doritos one, yeah.
Doritos.
That's the one that won the Super Bowl contest. Crash the Super Bowl.
There was the Pringles one.
The mustaches ripped off everybody. Yeah. Oh, my. I thought that was gross, kind of.
Well, it was better than some of them. geez. I don't know. Uber Eats with Matthew McConaughey, I thought it was just okay. Nothing stood out, really.
No.
I gave the Stop Hate one 3+, which I thought was really good. But you're right. At $8 million for 30 seconds, you would think the Little Caesar had a commercial, which I thought was pretty
good. The one about the bacon inside?
Yeah.
The little cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember years and years and years ago, I was told by older people. Mm-hmm. Back then, before they merged, the Lady Garments Workers Union, look for the union label.
Right.
They would have one commercial a year, and that would be the Super Bowl. But everybody remember that jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, they merged now with the, they're called Unite now. Oh, gosh. Booking.com, I know. Those ones with the house or
Homes.com.
Oh, they were awful. They were just awful.
No, I get a kick out of it, but I don't think those are made specifically for the Super Bowl. I think those are ones that run anyway.
Oh.
That's Eugene Levy's son.
Who's that?
Eugene Levy. He was from Second City TV. He was in a lot of movies with he did some Steve Martin movies and such, and he did Schitt's Creek with his son. They were both in that.
Oh.
It was a Canadian series which migrated down here.
Migrated?
It migrated.
Oh.
Migrated south to the U.S., yeah.
Oh.
It wouldn't have to migrate now because it's going to be 51st state, so, you know. Won't need that passport now.
Oh, the one with Duracell, the batteries.
Well, with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good, too.
And then the technician, well, got to go. Grok's down again.
Thing is, I wrote some of these and I forgot what they were about.
That's probably about the best commercial I've seen Tom Brady in. He doesn't come across as relaxed in his, and since he was kind of robotic in that partly, I think it worked, but, I've not been really enamored with his play calling because he was on the play calling for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was.
Until the fourth quarter when there was nothing to do or say, then he really started getting into about thoughts of what to do during any game, but even more so during the Super Bowl and stuff. And during that point, I thought it was the best job he's done all year.
Well, he was relating his experience, which was pretty fresh. I mean, yeah. he won a Super Bowl against Philly. Or was it Kansas City? Not too long ago when he was with Tampa.
Yeah.
So he says, I don't remember the victories so much as the losses. They always haunt you.
Yes.
And I thought that was, he did an adequate job. I mean, you got to give him some slack. It's the first year he's done it. And, I mean, he's making $350 million in a 10-year deal to do that. Can you imagine?
No.
And he's probably down a little bit because his former wife just had a baby with somebody else, and Giselle. Did you know that?
I didn't know she had a baby. No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Giselle, his former wife had a baby with somebody else.
We're going to keep that handy for more breaking
news. Well, I thought there was – I just got a feeling that Kansas City thought they were entitled to this game. And their offensive line just let the defense crush Mahomes. I mean,
yeah, time after time. He was 6 times sacked, 1 time strip sacked.
Yeah. He got, the last time they turned over the ball, he got hit hard. I mean, really, really hard. And it could have been worse because I thought the referees called a bad offensive interference the first time Philly had the ball. Yes, I mean, come on.
That's what I was thinking. Here it goes again.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That was – and even the guy who does he's the official, former official, said, I don't think that was – and Brady got on him too.
Yeah.
So that would have put him in position to score. So Philly was in complete and utter control of this game.
Yes.
And I thought it was going to be pretty close. On paper, you know, Philadelphia had a better team.
It was only 1.5-point difference in Vegas.
Yeah, Kansas City. Yeah, because they've been there before. And, as you know, sometimes you go in and you think you're top poop.
And listening during the game, they kept talking at different points about all the different pieces they put together since 2 years ago when they were there and lost.
Mm-hmm.
And what a bad taste that left for some of the players, including Hurt, the quarterback.
Who was the MVP.
Who was the MVP.
Played an outstanding
game. He did. And then on top of all the sacks, Mahomes threw, 3 interceptions?
Yeah, because he was...
Because he was rushed.
He was rushed. Only one time they hit him, and the ball went out of his hand, and the pass veered off right into the hands of the defense.
Yeah.
And Kelsey was not a factor.
No, he only I don't think he had any catches. In the first half, they only had 23 yards total.
Totally.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
23
yards. It was over at the half, I thought. The thing that would have turned turned it around in my estimation. If Kansas City, who had the ball at the beginning of the second half, would have scored,
gone down and taken a quick stroke,
then the vice would have turned a little harder on Philly. But it didn't happen. They stopped them right away, and I think they, you know, it was a really blasé Super Bowl.
But again, unfortunately, the Super Bowl is an event, not about the game. It's about the aura, the halftime show, the commercials, which were, they were worse than the game. as far as interest goes.
Yeah,
Tim Misney had, at least three 10-second spots in there.
So. For the local section.
Yeah, in the local section.
Yeah, I bet you that had cost him some.
And this is the first time in I don't know how many Super Bowls University of Akron didn't pay to have a commercial in there.
Well, they're hurting.
Yeah, I know they are.
You know, when I was going there, I'm a proud grad of Akron University, they were in the 20,000s enrollment-wise. They're down to 13,000.
Yeah, they've gone south.
Well, it's the demographics. I mean, there's not as many kids and you have Baldwin Wallace, who's in some trouble getting.
Are they?
Oh yeah, Cleveland State. It's just you had Notre Dame College.
Yeah, Cleveland State's shutting down some sports.
There's just the pool of people eligible to become.
I haven't heard that Mount Union has been in that same issue. I have not heard that.
I have not heard that. Of course, they're a powerhouse. Of course, the head coach of the Eagles, Simony, was an outstanting wide receiver for the I thought he was from the area, but he was from Jamestown, New York.
Right.
But he came to Mount Union.
They said Jamestown, New York was just south of Buffalo?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's right there by Chautauqua Lake. In fact, it's at the eastern end of Chautauqua Lake.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was more central New York, but.
No. On paper, it is.
No, obviously on paper, it isn't. Yeah. Obviously on paper, it isn't.
It was, I'm recalling the WeatherTech commercial.
The old ladies that were going, causing all this trouble and ended up getting arrested.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we've got WeatherTech in the truck.
Yeah. That was a good one. I should have made that a four. I didn't watch it. Martha Stewart's one at the beginning, I missed, but I thought that was pretty good.
It was okay about slipping on the shoes and then she did this, a dance and break dance routine, which of course was obviously a body double.
Or AI.
Yeah, or AI.
Yeah, you're a big AI guy.
Some things, yes,
I am. On songs, especially.
Oh, yeah. That was a good song.
It was a good song. Didn't you sing that? Was that your?
No.
You're not a singer.
I would say that most people would say that, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I retire, I'm going to pick up my guitar and start getting into that again.
I thought you were a brass
player. I was, but, you know.
You play guitar too?
Yeah, a little bit. Really? It was just that when we got together with family, my mother would play banjo, my grandmother would play guitar, my sister would play violin, and I would play guitar, and we would all have little song sessions there. My brother could have play piano or lots of things. He was granted my grandmother's gift of music. And
I wish I was granted.
She got that from her father, my great-grandfather, who spent time in vaudeville.
Oh, really?
And she learned to play piano and organ basically by herself and by ear and harmonica. She could do all that stuff. And my brother inherited all the music ability.
Oh, okay.
My sister and I played trumpet, and then she also played violin, and I played trumpet, and I played guitar.
Guitar, just naturally. I mean, did you take lessons, or you just picked it up?
I took one set of lessons, but you know, most of it is just working it out and keep playing. And I never played it because I always bought cheap guitars, so it always hurt my fingers because the frets were up so high.
Yeah.
So now they have these things that I am going to get. That for the rubber tips for your fingers so that it doesn't hurt your fingers.
Oh.
They have small ones for like papers here. I got them for Tom when he reads. Mm-hmm. He was complaining I was stapling the papers too hard so he couldn't separate them. And it really has to do with the fact that at his age and my age, you have to lick our fingers every time we're going to flipped the page, and he got tired of that.
It's gross. Too.
Well, I'm not. Just
especially after you eat chicken.
Papers.
Especially
know.
After you eat chicken. If you eat chicken,
well, then you can't separate the papers.
No, no.
But so I gave him some of these little fingertip ones. He's got one on his thumb and one on his finger, and he can easily now flip the papers. Although, no matter how hard you hit the staple, it doesn't make it harder to flip papers on there, unless you flip it on the wrong, staple on the wrong end, which I did not do.
So if the world was just, that was the biggest problems we had in the world, wouldn't that be?
So I'm looking forward to getting those full, and I saw that they were, that you can buy them, so I'm going to buy them, and then I'm going to start.
You better buy them before the import tax or tariffs get on. I bet you they're not made here.
Yet. More breaking news. So he is putting import on all Mexican and Canadian steel.
Yeah.
Which means they will retaliate.
And guitar tips.
And guitar tips.
I heard it's 100% tariff on
that. Oh, man.
Yeah, so.
Too late then. I missed that.
I'm sure if they were $2 and another, I can't imagine they're that expensive.
I don't know.
And maybe they're in a warehouse already, pre-tariff. So
then it'll still be okay. Yeah, you think Temu would be shut down, but you know what's happened with Temu? Is it seems about half the stuff is coming from local companies, local warehouses. And so they don't make as much working with Temu, but they get so much more exposure and more sales. They can afford to work with Temu at a little lower profit margin there. So almost half is when I'm buying some for Temu and you have to have $15 worth, I have to go through a lot of pages to find something that's not done by a local company, local warehouse.
Oh, well.
So all the Temu haters, look, it's almost half of local companies now. I bought many things. I just bought a tablet, local company. I bought my green screening of the rooms, local company. And that one, a big green screen. So it's like a 10 by 12 foot green screen that I bought from them. And that was a local company. And the gloves I bought, the winter gloves.
Well, wait a minute. I don't understand.
There are companies in the U.S. that have teamed up with
Temu. And they've agreed to Temu prices? Is that?
Well, they have to have some kind of discount price in order to get on it. And every so often they have to offer flash sales on it. So when I got the screen, which is about $160 screen, I got it for like $89 because it was a flash sale.
Oh.
So, and it was a local U.S. company that all U.S. part made.
Can't you get arrested for having a flash sale? I mean.
Only if you were the one flashing. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get that much stuff. I mean, I have enough stuff to last me for a long time. But, you go to a Lowe's or Home Depot and, once in a while I need a tool. And most of the time they're made overseas somewhere anyway, So people say, you're buying all this stuff from China. Well, everybody sells it.
Everything's coming through China. Yeah.
And, we did it to ourselves. We wanted cheap stuff.
We did.
We got cheap stuff. And now, we don't have the infrastructure anymore to build it here. I mean, you can't buy, what are you going to do with TV?
We don't have the immigrants to make them either.
Well, okay. But you're right. But my point is, we don't have TV factories. We don't have radio factories. We don't have telephone factories to make the cell phones. We've all transferred it overseas because we want it cheap. And so, when people start complaining about why is everything made overseas, you got to look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
In my estimation. Anyway. So Kelsey didn't do much.
No.
And it was, I thought that if Kansas City had won and Kelsey had a really good game, there would be a public engagement. Taylor would come down to the field. Kelsey would, Travis would get on his knee and say, "Would you marry me?" And she would have said, "I don't know."
Well, maybe she would.
They only showed
maybe
her.
She would have had a prenup ready for him.
Oh yeah, I mean, can you imagine that prenup thing? That would be as big as a phone book of New York. Well, they don't have phone books anymore. Never mind. But it would be stacks, you know, that high. And who else was there? A lot of celebrities.
Yeah, Paul McCartney was there, messing with Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I didn't see them focusing on him. They said he's there somewhere, but I don't know that they actually found him. I'm sure LeBron was there somewhere. They didn't show him.
Oh, yeah, he was there.
Was he there?
Yeah, he was there. I think. I'm not sure. He may have had a game. No, they wouldn't have had a game on on Super Bowl.
I mean, and even if they did, he would have taken a day off.
Of course, the president was there.
Yeah.
First time a president showed up. He just has to stay in the limelight, I guess. Who else was there? Oh, Murdoch was there, the owner of Fox.
The Fox, yeah.
Taylor was in a $2 million. Taylor Swift was in a $2 million loge. $2 million. Okay. That's nothing to them.
No, no. I mean, for a person that made over $1 billion on her last tour, let alone the music she sold.
Yeah.
Over $1 billion on the tour.
And she gave a good percentage of it to her staff.
She did. I don't have any problem with that. I mean, no. I'm really not a big fan of her music, but I don't dislike it. I was surprised she didn't have something to do with the halftime show being what it was.
Well, the rumor was that there was going to be some secret star to show up at the halftime show.
I never heard, as far as
I know.
I think that left the door open for her.
Taylor tailors her music to younger women, I think. I mean,
that's the way I had an article about how that's the way that actually the commercials were aimed. It's not aimed at us anymore. It's aimed at the younger and aimed more at women because more women are watching the spectacle of the Super Bowl, not necessarily the game, but all the things that come with it.
Well, they have the beer, but
yeah. I thought that, before pregame, I thought that the America the Beautiful was done very well.
Excellent. It was an excellent.
And then John Batiste doing the national anthem was maybe one of the nicest melodic versions of the national anthem I have ever heard.
Both were well done. And there's been a debate since the anthem has been around that, it kind of glorifies battles and stuff, that America the Beautiful should really be our anthem. I mean, that debate's...
I wonder if Woody Guthrie thought that song would still be around. He did that during the Great Depression. Maybe it wasn't that. Because this land is your land, but maybe he didn't.
I don't know who wrote that one. But... anyway, the peripherals around the game weren't as exciting. I mean, it's just about as exciting as the game, which was pretty bland. And, we had an accurate
name. Okay, Catherine Lee Bates. I'm sorry.
Kathy Bates?
Catherine Lee Bates.
Oh, the woman who's in the Madden?
No.
I think so.
Catherine.
It's the same Bates. Lady in Matt.
Well, I mean, it may be as old as that, but
we had a local guy, Paris Campbell. He played in
the game,
He's from St. V, St. Mary, my alma mater, yes. So, anyway, I don't know. Kansas City was so embarrassed. What are they going to do now? I mean... America, come on, they're going to be right back in it. Mahomes is only 29. He's only 29.
Well, not that he did anything, but Kelsey has been talking retirement. His brother retired.
Mm-hmm. He's got a career ahead of him.
He does. I mean, for one thing, they can make money, enough money off his podcast to make money. He'll have his NFL retirement.
Yeah.
And his brother is clean up, but I think he's almost more natural than his brother is.
Yeah.
On camera.
Yeah. They've surpassed Gronk. Gronk used to be all over the place. And the Mannings, too, are all over. I mean, I take it, leave the Mannings. I really can. They're all over the place, too, in the kick thing. The kick before the game and people were betting on FanDuel about it and all this stuff. It's becoming quite a problem, though, this gambling. The younger people are getting more and more hooked in, since sports gambling is legal now.
On their phone. It's just so easy.
It's so easy to bet 20, 15 bucks. And now there's some violence that are threatened to coaches and players. Why did you do this?
Yeah.
I lost 200 bucks.
Yeah. And a lot of threats coming from that.
Yeah. So how far are the Browns away from ever being in?
I don't know how far are they away from being sold to a new owner.
Well, it was amazing because, and we can get into it later, Dan Gilbert made a really good trade.
There was a lot of talk about, why doesn't Dan Gilbert buy them?
Yeah, he got a lot of love for this trade, which is maybe enough to get into the championship. They got to surpass Boston. Boston's a good team, and they beat them pretty handily.
Everybody I've talked to about it, and even the paper says it was an A-plus trade.
A-plus.
Because they took two players who were just kind of role players and traded for a guy who could be a starter, you know?
Well, they got DeAndre Hunter. They've always been looking, ever since LeBron left, for a small forward, which is an oxymoron. Small forward is usually 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". Small. And they traded away Caris LeVert, which was a good player. And
yes.
So it was Georges Niang. I mean, they came off the bench and did a pretty good job, but they weren't going to get you to the promised land. And now they got a solid five starting. And the Boston game shows you where they're lacking. They
played them three times and only won once.
Yeah, and Boston, you're going to have to go through Boston to get to the NBA championship, in my estimate. I don't think anybody's going to beat, I could be wrong, but the Cavaliers until they get to the conference championship, and that's more than likely going to be the Boston Celtics. And Tatum and that team is really, really good.
Well, they live and die by the three, and if your defense isn't well enough to keep them out of the threes, then you got a chance at it.
Mm-hmm. They did give up two good players.
Yeah.
And they did give up, three second-round draft picks or something like that. But those in the NBA, there's only two rounds, rounds anyway.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be players that are going to make that huge of a difference.
I was shocked because I thought, okay, we have a solid team. I was shocked. I put something in an electrical socket, and I got socked. But that the team has done as well as it has, and then you're going to toy with it more. That was surprising to me because you got team chemistry there.
Well, that was the issue.
That was the fear.
That was the fear. He was a teammate of one of the other players on the Cavaliers, and it would not appear that's going to be a problem. You hate to lose guys that you've been playing with for the last 2-3 years, but it's a business, and you got to get over the hump, and the hump is going to be Boston.
Yeah.
And he's going to help you.
Yes.
Do that. We think.
I mean, but our players this year are so much more physical than they were last year.
Yeah, well,
that's where we got ramrodded over. Oh, plus the fact we had so many injuries. Especially at the end of the season and in the playoffs.
But, they are more physical, but he's got a more active offense than J.D. Bickerstaff has, talking about Kenny Atkinson. And we'll see. I mean, they won the last two out of three, but the big loss was against Boston. And Detroit gave him a heck of a game. I mean,
yeah, that surprised me.
That Darius Garland at the buzzer, swoosh. That was exciting.
Just past midcourt and opened up.
Yeah, but they're 42-10. That's an incredible
record. They've only had one time. They lost three games in a row.
Yeah.
That's the worst that they've done all year.
Yeah. So they're in good shape. They haven't even had the All-Star game yet.
It's
going to be here soon.
The All-Star game is past the halfway point.
Yeah, it's coming, I think, next weekend. all the festivities involved in that. So, anyway, getting back to the Browns, and we got off track because we were talking about people wanting Dan Gilbert, who probably has enough money to buy it.
Then we might be in better shape than what we are, because we know they were basically forced into offering to do to get Deshaun Watson.
I don't know
which
what
destroyed us.
What is concerning to me, I don't know what. They've given a lot of authority to their general manager, but Andrew Berry.
But we personally don't know how much interference is done.
Well, of course we don't
ownership.
Know. But the Myles Garrett situation has an exposed. I mean, the fans have just about had it. They burned Deshaun Watson's jersey and effigy, yeah. Which is stupid, but they did.
And
it's
biggest,
a game, for goodness sakes.
And the biggest part, I think, was in maybe one of the Terry Pluto's articles you have. I think it is about the fans' reaction. And the fans' reaction are they don't want to see him go, but they don't blame him one bit
for
wanting to leave.
That was interesting because the comparison is, well, LeBron, who's an advisor now of Myles Garrett. You should know about leaving.
Yeah.
And
there was jokes about that, yeah.
But because of how badly this organization is run, Myles Garrett does not see an opportunity maybe within his career of being in a Super Bowl, which is the...
He just missed out on the NFL Player of the Year.
Yeah.
That Saturday. But he did get the... What was it?
The Sporting
News.
Yeah.
But he is at the prime of his career. And he's maybe only got two at best, even though he's an amazing specimen of a human being.
Oh, yeah.
He's got 2 or 3 years left at this level in the NFL.
Well, you can – it's a grueling game.
It is, and it's a grueling position. It's because he plays it so hard. And he would love to – you know, I think he came out and said, look, my goal never was to go from Cleveland to Canton, which is what the –
Andrew
GM
Berry
said,
yeah.
Where he says, my goal was, from the time I was 8 years old, I wanted to be in the NFL and I wanted to win a Super Bowl. And that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Well, Myles Garrett is a very intelligent football player. He's had some bad mistakes in the past. One, hitting the quarterback with a helmet. But it's not a wise thing. He got suspended for 6 games. I mean, he lost it. He just simply lost control of himself. And he had a bad accident that hurt him a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So he's had some drama in his career here. But there's no doubt how good of a defensive player he is. So the question a lot of people are asking, especially the press, is what could the Browns do trading him or getting draft picks in the retooling. They're not calling it a rebuild. The retooling of the Cleveland.
It's a rebuild.
It's a rebuild. And because you don't have a quarterback.
No. And aren't any great quarterbacks coming out. I mean, when Sanders is one of the top quarterbacks coming out, I'm not saying anything against Sanders.
Well, he's a raw talent. I mean, he's not somebody who's a finished product like Joe Burrow was.
Right, exactly.
So it's a rebuild. And they're going to have to get a veteran quarterback like Kirk Cousins. Everybody's saying Kirk Cousins coming here. He's coming here. I don't know if he's coming.
He wants so much money, and we can't – we don't have salary cap room for that.
No. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Unless Russell Wilson is going to pay most of his contract, which – kills their salary cap.
Yeah. So Russell Wilson, do you really think Russell Wilson's going to be? I think his days of being a primo quarterback are gone. And then there's significant evidence that, and maybe what I read is wrong, that Nick Chubb won't be back. They don't want to invest anymore in him after his
injury.
What
would it hurt to give him a minimum contract with incentives?
Well, he wants to stay. Maybe that it depends on what.
Because
if they lowball him so much, I mean, and another team, he's got to think of his family and his right. His, you know,
he's made millions.
I don't think he is. He's done okay. I mean, by us basic human standards, the money he's made is just life-altering for us.
Yes.
But he's got to make whatever he can now for the rest of his life. So if he's offered $2 million in incentives from the Browns, but a Buffalo Bills or some other team that could really use a contender that could, Kansas City, offer him $5 or $6 million, you're going to go.
You're going to see him. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to go. He's 29.
I just don't think they're going to pay him what other teams would, like, exactly like you said. And for that reason, he probably won't be back. If nobody offers him anything but Cleveland, then he'll come back with incentives.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's face it, when he came back, he was averaging 2 to 3 yards. By the time he got injured again, though, he was almost up to his, you know, 6 to 8 yards per carry again, which is really good in the NFL.
Well, he broke his foot, but in hindsight, that rest, additional rest, could help him next year. But who knows what this organization? My thought would be get what you can for Myles Garrett. He doesn't want to be here.
Right.
He may sit out. Rumor has it. I doubt
he would do that.
But the Browns control him for another two years.
Yeah.
And they could franchise him for the three years after that.
They could, yeah.
So.
But why would you want someone that's that disgruntled? Because let's face it, if you can trade him and get a first round this year and next year and a couple other draft picks, next year there's supposed to be more quarterbacks coming out next year.
He wants to go to a contender. So a contender. Let's say you get two first-round draft picks from a contender. Well, they're going to be low first-round draft picks, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I saw is that halfway through the season, we knew we weren't going anywhere but down. And if he would have requested then, you know what the Lions would have given for him?
Oh.
Because they had so many injuries, and that's really what stopped them at the end. They just had so many injuries, they just couldn't compete.
Yeah.
At that level.
Yeah. So.
So just think what they would have given for Myles Garrett to be there in the Lions.
I know. It's, but you know what? The reaction of the fans saying, we understand, versus when LeBron left. Of course, the second time he left, people understood too.
Right. You know, he'd been here and he brought us a championship.
And I cannot see this team being in the Super Bowl for years. I mean, you gotta have a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
And
had we kept Baker and worked with him?
Maybe.
We would have been in better shape than what we are now, I think.
Yeah. I don't think Baker is a Hall of Fame quarterback by any stretch of imagination, but he is someone who, he's a fighter.
He's a guy that gives you a chance. Yeah. And he'd have the defense, and that's what's going on down in Tampa Bay as well. Mm-hmm. The defense is doing it. And as in the post game, if you watch any of that, you know, they were talking about, you know, well, the defense wins game. We're just here to score the points to make sure we have enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense wins games, and that's what the quarterback said.
Yeah.
So,
well, the defense won the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Yep.
Boy, that was just, I don't think Mahomes has seen anything like that in his career before.
Yeah, they were definitely a very hungry team. And I think you're right. I think Kansas City, I hadn't thought of that, but Kansas City was feeling
entitled.
And, you know, this is it. You can't beat us. We're here.
Well, guess what? What I thought, how they just crushed Washington in the conference championship. I said, boy, oh boy, Kansas City's going to have to watch out for this team. And they came in with quiet confidence, good game plan, and they prevailed. I just wondered in my mind if Buffalo would have given the Bills, because they would have been hungry. They would have been really hungry. Would have given Philadelphia a better competitive game. Because I would think after halftime, the viewership of the Super Bowl had to go down. I mean, 24-0 is almost insurmountable. almost insurmountable in football.
Yeah. At halftime. Although he said, well, he scored 24 and kept us on. We can score 24 and keep them down. And Kansas City, and it was Kansas City's defense really that got them there that far because they had more games by one score or less than any team this year.
He's never been as down in his career by 24 points before.
Right.
Than Patrick Mahomes. So
even though he comes back at the end, there was no way. And again, like I said, out of the third quarter, they only had scored 6 points.
Yeah, 24-6 going into the fourth quarter. I mean, it was even worse than that. It was something else to six. I don't know what it was, but it was out of hand.
So at least 27-6, at least that.
And, we don't have that much time, do we?
We have about 4.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
You blab a lot. You know that. You really do.
I do. Guilty as charged.
Pitchers and catchers show up this week.
Monday. No, Tuesday.
The 11th. Today.
Today. Yes, it is today.
Today. I think it's the 16th or the rest of the team. Of course, if you want to make the ball club, you usually show up early, right? I mean,
I think a lot of players show up when the pitchers and catchers do. And
so it was an interesting article about how football has just become such a prominent sport in the United States. It's almost year long. You got the season, you got the draft, you've got all the free agency, then you got it just seems to be a year long sport.
That reminds me of the commercial I kind of liked, the one about the ladies in the flag football. I thought that was a pretty good commercial.
Maybe I missed that one, the flag football. My granddaughter, very young though. She's very young.
Yeah, yeah. But the girls in the flag football,
They're getting into that.
Yeah, they are. The NFL is really pushing that.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm interested in it. And it's an Olympic sport, I think, coming.
Yes, it is. It's an Olympic sport.
I don't know if it's going to be men and women.
I don't know.
I don't know. But pitchers and catchers are going to be interesting. The Guardians had a spectacular year. Whether they can repeat that, there's still big questions: who they can play at first, who they can play at second, and who's the right fielder.
Yeah.
Now, the pitching seems to be okay. I think they've improved pitching, and which is a major part of the game. But
I still got to score the runs to win.
Still got to score the runs, and they lack that. There's rumors about getting a big bat, but that's all they are right now are rumors. And you're going to have the guys like Manzardo step up. I mean, maybe Joe Kenzie Noel step up. I mean, you lost a guy who had 30-plus home runs and over
100 RBIs.
And you got some pitching, which is important, but who's going to replace that? I don't know. We don't
The only problem I had with that trade is that we always seem – our scouts and coaches are always able to bring up star pitchers, find and bring up star pitchers. Mm-hmm. Is that what we really needed? I mean, we get that. We have so many shortstop, second basemen that are supposedly excellent that shouldn't be an issue. But to give up a bat, a good bat, for another pitcher, in my mind, is just a question mark.
Yeah, you guys. I hope Brian Rocchio steps up at short. You got Jose. Jose's the anchor of the offensive, but who's going to protect him?
That's right.
Josh Naylor was protecting him in that fourth spot.
Yes,
and Thomas kind of picked up toward the end of the year as well. So.
Now he's still here, right, Lane Thomas?
Yeah. We got him for another year.
Yeah,
at least. So some question marks. Is
on paper we look okay.
On paper, paper.
But you have to do this distracting thing. You have to play the games out.
Yeah. Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame, Antonio Gates from Kent State.
San Diego all those years.
Yeah, I got Eric Allen, Jared Allen, and Sterling Sharp. I thought Sterling Sharp was already in there.
I thought he was. Is he getting put in again? I don't know.
No.
He wasn't that good.
He was pretty sharp.
Yeah, well, he was, but he wasn't that good.
He had a show with another guy on sports show, but he got in through the committee. He didn't get through on the modern vote. So, gosh. Well, we covered most of the stuff. Ryan Day got an extension.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So we could talk about that.
And then several of the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator left. Yes. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, yes. Well, we'll have to talk about it later. We have no choice.
Yeah, because we don't have
anything to
talk
about. Okay, I got two quick puns.
Two quick ones.
What do you call a sad cup of coffee?
A sad cup of coffee?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Juan told me this one.
What's that?
Juan told me this one.
Oh, okay, okay.
Depresso.
Depresso.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
If a parsley farmer gets sued, can they garnish his wages?
Ooh,
good question.
All right. Well, we'll weed our way through that one and see everyone next week right here on Sports Sidebar.